live from the Poly Market Studio in L.A. It's the Young Turks.
Hey guys, you've heard of the Young Turks podcast because you're listening to it right now. But make sure that you subscribe and give it a 5-star rating if you like it. Thank you for listening. All right, welcome to the Young Turks. Janky Granite Kasparian, a whole new wonderful week for you guys coming off of Labor Day. And of course, we start with disastrous news. So there was yet another shooting. It's Tuesday. Anyway, not today, although I'm sure there was one across the country or many across the country, but not a massacre like happened over the weekend. We'll get to that in a second. There's another disaster, and that is Hurricane Dorian. Absolutely devastated the Bahamas. Barely anything left standing. Donald Trump apparently not even aware of what a Hurricane 5 is. And so Category 5 hurricanes. We'll show you that later. He basks in his ignorance. He is unreal. But meanwhile, a great, great story near the end of the show, near the end of the first 2 hours at least, about how Donald Trump squeezed in a tax cut for real estate developers into his tax cut plan that was supposed to help the poor. Are you going to be shocked when we let you know that it wound up helping the rich? So that's a devastating story, and because you can't undo it. It's going to take, you might never be able to undo it. God, it's an absolute highway robbery of the American people every day of the Trump administration. It's grotesque. All right, so lots to get to. We got a big show. Oh, we also have old school tonight. So lots for the members as well, tyt.com/join. It'll be an original old school, Ben and I back together. It's the first time in a while. All right, Anna, we got a lot of stories.
Let's get to it.
After police tried to pull over the suspect for a traffic violation, he opened fire on officers and civilians across Odessa and Midland before he was eventually killed.
Seven people were killed in yet another shooting that took place in Texas over the weekend. There were plenty of warning signs prior to this shooting. And the shooter in this case is a 36-year-old. As you heard in that report, he has been shot dead by police. His name was Seth Ader. And the warning signs included rambling phone calls to the local authorities and also to the FBI. Ader had been fired by his employer, Journey Oilfield Services, on Saturday before he went on his bloody rampage in the neighboring cities of Odessa and Midland, Texas. He opened fire indiscriminately on the road as a police officer was trying to pull him over for a traffic stop. Now, the police officer who was trying to pull him over for a traffic stop was completely unaware that he had just called authorities and you know, left these rambling messages. The cop also didn't know that he had gotten into a verbal altercation with his employer. But yes, he was fired from his trucking job hours before he opened fire. And he left his trucking business before cops could show up, because after he got into that verbal altercation with his employer, both of them called the authorities. The authorities showed up and he had already left. And unfortunately, later he opened fire. The victims' ages ranged from 15 to 57. There were dozens more injured. One of the injured individuals was a 17-month-old.
Yeah, shrapnel in the chest. Her lower lip had shrapnel and was very significantly damaged. Her teeth were knocked out by shrapnel. So thank God she didn't die. A police officer shot and killed. So if you are one of those guys who goes around saying Blue Lives Matter, your number one priority shouldn't be anything political other than getting guns off the street. Because you know what kills cops? Guns kill cops.
So he not only shot and killed a trooper, he also shot and killed two police officers. And of course, there were four other individuals who were shot and killed as a result of this. The next video that we're about to show you is difficult to watch. It's graphic, but it shows you the sheer terror people are dealing with when these mass shootings happen. And it's important to understand how many people are being terrorized by guns in this country. Take a look.
There's a shooting going on in Odessa, Texas. Oh God, they're shooting right there. Oh, he hit the barrier. The cop just hit the barrier. Get Get out. Stand still. He's shooting him. Oh, he killed him.
So there were other videos that were even more gruesome and difficult to watch. There was one featuring a woman who was screaming for her life. She was terrified. This is what the scene is like. This is what Americans are facing on a regular basis in America today because of inaction by our lawmakers.
Yeah. So this guy's mentally disturbed, but almost all the shooters are. You think about it, is any sane person going to go and shoot random 17-month-old babies and police officers and everyone else that they can see? So killed 7, injured 22. Of course, he's not mentally well, but neither are any of the other domestic terrorists, et cetera. In his case, he's not a terrorist because he did not seem to have any political or religious agenda. We have no idea what his politics are. And even if you find out what his politics are, and you know, in white, male, uneducated in Texas that has guns, what they're likely to be. But it doesn't really matter because it doesn't look like they did it for a political agenda. They did it because he's disturbed and he was mad that he lost his job. And that's what it looks like for the moment being. And authorities have said it's not terrorism. So, but we're all terrorized nonetheless because these happen everywhere. I mean, Texas now seems to happen once a month at least in Texas. Guess what they have a lot of in Texas? Oh yeah, guns. Guess what Texas just did? They made gun restrictions actually looser, not tighter. It happened a couple of hours after this particular shooting, because the politicians there have no conscience at all, and they lie about what the people of Texas want. I can show you the polling. They want background checks, but they won't get them, and they won't get a lot of the things that they want because our politicians are the most corrupt in the world. So there's going to be a shooting in your neck of the woods. I tell you all the time, get ready for it. Don't be surprised. Just be calm and never ever vote for a politician that takes money from the NRA. I'll get to that, more of that in a second.
So I just want to note that Texas is one of the states that has the loosest gun restrictions. Texas is not a point of contact state for the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, otherwise known as NICS. And it also doesn't require private sellers to conduct a criminal background check prior to selling a weapon to an individual in the state. So they do have very loose laws. We've already heard from a number of lawmakers, including the governor of Texas, indicating that they don't plan on doing anything about passing gun legislation to prevent this type of behavior in the future. One other thing that we know is that the shooter in this case used an AR-style weapon, a military-style weapon. And he had a criminal record. And apparently he passed some sort of background check before, but when it came to getting this AR or military style weapon, he did not go through a background check. Authorities are saying that they don't know the details of how he obtained the weapon yet, so we're gonna hold until we get the details on that. But again, there were a number of warning signs when it came to this guy. So for instance, he was arrested for evading arrest and criminal trespass back in 2001 and received a form of probation after pleading guilty to both misdemeanor charges. There were no open warrants for his arrest, but those are not issues when it comes to passing a background check. He would have still passed a background check even with those criminal issues. Also, there were a number of neighbors who said, look, he would just randomly open fire in his own backyard and kill rabbits and other animals, you know, and terrify us. They were scared of him. And they also said that he was difficult to deal with. At one point, he showed up to a neighbor's house because she had used the wrong trash can and he had a rifle with him, which of course is very threatening. And she called the cops, but the cops never showed up because they live in a rural area and it's difficult to find the location on GPS.
And a Texan with a gun threatening you is Tuesday. So they're like, what are we supposed to show up for? Oh, I gotta wait for until he murders a whole bunch of you, then I'll show up. And so look, this guy's significantly unhinged, but as I was reading the details of how he used to harass people at work and in his neighborhood, I thought, you know, every one of us knows people that are anywhere from slightly unhinged to significantly unhinged. And you know, guys who are weird, guys who are mildly threatening, and you're not sure that they could be more. Now, you all know that in your personal lives. And if you don't live in America, you certainly know that everywhere else in the world too, because it's a human trait. Except if you don't live outside of America, this is what's weird about us. We arm every one of those people. Think about the strangest person you know, or the strangest three people you know. In America, they almost certainly have a gun. And there's an excellent chance they'll use it the next time they're a little off. Now, in the old days, when people that you knew were a little unhinged, what would they do? They'd yell at Thanksgiving and they'd make a mess and they'd walk out and it'd be annoying and weird and you'd talk about it for a while. Now, since everyone is armed in that second, no, he's gonna murder all of you. And he's gonna go out and shoot some cops and shoot some babies. And welcome to America, filled to the rim with insanity. So how do you want to fix it? I'm gonna keep on saying this, and whether people listen to it is up to them. But I want everybody to sign this petition. And most importantly, I want you to live this petition. So you can find your local congressman, your US senator, your local politicians, really easy Google search, okay? I don't need you to write anything to them. If you want to, great. If you want to sign this petition, great. If you don't want to sign the petition, great. But what I do need you to do is to never, ever vote for a politician that gets money from the NRA. If you do, then you're signing up for the massacres. Don't complain. Don't be surprised when it's in your neighborhood or if it kills someone you love, because you signed up for it. If you don't want to sign up for it, never, ever vote for a politician that takes money from the NRA. So here, I'll give you the exact petition. It's at tyt.com/neverNRA. You could use hashtag #NeverNRA. It just says easily, I pledge to never vote for a politician who takes money from the NRA, any gun manufacturer, or their lobbyists, both directly or indirectly through a PAC. And so you look, we got a TYT army. It's an army of democracy. They'll probably come up with a list eventually of politicians that take this money, and you could look it up, etc. But you could pretty much assume almost every single person, the politician at the national level for the Republican Party, they're all corrupt. They all take NRA money. Now, one more thing about that. If it turns out they don't take the NRA money from now on, but they still vote the same way because they really can't read a poll and they're really stupid and they go, oh, 97% of Americans want a federal background check. Now I'm gonna vote for the 3% that don't want one. Okay, that's their, hey, it's a free country. They can do that. And you can vote for them all day long if you want. But we need to know that it's an honest vote because they care about the Second Amendment or their voters. Until they stop taking the NRA money, you'd be an idiot to believe them. No, the correct answer is they're all corrupt. They all take legalized bribes from the NRA. That's why they don't do anything about the massacres, period. Any other reporter who tells you otherwise is an idiot and doesn't know anything about politics. It is corruption 101. You wanna know why the massacres are happening? Because of our politicians and because of guns, full stop.
So let's move on to the politicians and their reaction to the shooting that took place over the weekend. So following the shooting that occurred in Odessa, Texas, Donald Trump is arguing that, hey, you know what? There's really nothing that we can do and there's nothing that you should expect from us. Now, Trump has gone back and forth when it comes to possible gun legislation. But it seems like after the last shooting in El Paso, Texas, the NRA had a firm talking to with Trump. And he's now decided that background checks just don't make sense. Here he is.
Another very sick person. So I just want to thank everybody involved. And always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. I've been speaking to a lot of senators. We've been speaking to a lot of House members, a lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats, and people want to do something. So we're going to see this really hasn't changed anything. We're doing a package and we'll see what it all, how it comes about. It's coming about right now and a lot of people are talking about it. Looking at a lot of different things. We're looking at a lot of different bills, ideas, concepts. I will say that for the most part, sadly, if you look at the last four or five, going back even 5 or 6 or 7 years, for the most part, as strong as you make your background checks, they would not have stopped any of it.
That's just a straight out lie. It's just a complete and utter lie. We all know that there are significant loopholes when it comes to obtaining a weapon without a background check. You can go to a gun show and just purchase it from the back of someone's truck. The way Dylann Roof was able to get a gun was the FBI and how the FBI only has 3 days to return with an answer about whether or not someone can obtain a gun. And if they don't respond within 3 days, well, then a gun seller can go ahead and sell the gun. Well, full stop, no problem with that.
We don't even have to go back in the past. This guy seems to have gotten his weapon without a background check. It wouldn't have helped, it wouldn't have helped. Well, it couldn't have hurt. If he had a background check, he could have been stopped. And we don't, the cops are saying, and even the governor, who's a Republican jerk who doesn't mind any of these massacres because he keeps taking money and aiding and abetting them, which we'll get to in a second. Even he says, well, it looks like he evaded a background check. Yeah, because you don't have them at private gun shows. You have giant, massive loopholes. And so Trump's like, oh, no, it wouldn't have helped at all. No, it would have 100% helped in this particular case, let alone other cases. That's what it looks like based on the initial reporting. And I find Trump now physically repulsive.
Agreed.
To just even looking at him, you know, they call it a word salad. In his case, it's like a word vomit. Just a bunch of words that make no sense next to one another. This buffoon is our president. It's a national and international embarrassment every single day. We're working on it. We're working on a package. What package? You're not working on anything. The only package they're going to bring back is the same thing they did in Florida. More guns instead of less guns, because they're all corrupt, because they all take money from the NRA. Okay, so, and he, but he said earlier, God, if you're a Trump supporter, you're so pathetic. You're the most pathetic person there is, because he's actually, that buffoon is someone you look up to. Oh, vomitous. Okay, so he said earlier, oh, we're going to do background checks after the last shooting. Then Wayne LaPierre grabbed him by the ear and said, hey, listen, you stupid idiot, I own you. I gave you $30 million in the last election. And they did that. And I already gave $70 million to Republicans overall and $30 million to Trump in 2016. And after he grabbed Trump by the ear, like Vlad does, Trump was like, oh, I'm sorry, Wayne, I'm sorry. And like the moron that he is, and like he does with Putin, he came out in public and admitted it. He said, oh, I just talked to the NRA, and they're very big supporters of mine, so I don't want to do background checks anymore.
Yep, saying the quiet parts out loud, always.
Because
always.
He's so unbelievably stupid. If you follow him, you're so sad. If you look up to him, I don't want to know you. All right, so I'm going to repeat, tyt.com/neverNRA. You should never ever vote, and you should pledge to never vote for anyone who takes NRA money. It isn't about the votes. If they don't take the bribes, and then they vote against gun control anyway, okay, it's a free country. But at least we need to know that you're not corrupt. And everybody who takes gun money is of course corrupt. They didn't give $70 million for their health or for charity. Anyone who doesn't understand that is trying really hard not to understand that. Because you'd have to be mentally deficient not to understand that. That's $70 million in legalized bribes. If you're a reporter saying that that did not affect their votes, well, you're doing political correctness. Well, I'm not going to say the thing that is super duper obvious to the whole goddamn country, because the Republicans would be mad at me. So I am not going to be factually correct. I'm going to be politically correct and say, I can't tell why the shootings are happening. I can't tell if the NRA money is affecting these corrupt goddamn politicians. Why? If you can't tell, you're an idiot and you should stop being a reporter.
Look, why do you think everyone freaked out at Joaquin Castro when he shared information about business owners in the state of Texas donating money to Donald Trump, to individuals who have absolutely no interest in protecting constituents from these mass shootings? They freaked out because it opens eyes. It lets people know why it is that our lawmakers value these loose gun laws over the lives of actual Americans.
Hey, idiot reporters, you know what the source of the power of the politicians is? The money. How stupid are you? You should write it in every goddamn article. It's the money, it's the donors. 93% of Americans have figured it out, and 93% of journalists haven't. 93% of Americans say the politicians are controlled by their donors and not by their voters. How many times do I have to scream how obvious it is? But every reporter in the country is like, oh, I can't tell, I can't tell. In fact, they'll rage at people like Bernie Sanders on behalf of Hillary Clinton. I remember Anderson Cooper saying in a debate, are you saying that the donor money might have affected our votes? Goddamn right we're saying that. And if you're not saying that, you're not a real reporter. You're a schmuck who wants to just have a job. It's not even that, like, what is it? Like, some of you I know get paid millions of dollars on television, but most of you don't even get paid that much.
Right.
You just bought into a stupid idea of, I need access to politicians, I need to kiss politicians' ass. No, they take the money, they're corrupt. The country hates politicians. Why do you think they hate them? Because they take money and we get killed. It's not that complicated. So let's go to Greg Abbott, son of a bitch, pretending to care about the people of Texas.
Well, first, he started off with a tweet, and I'm going to share that with you. He said, not only did the Odessa gunman have a criminal history, he also previously failed a gun purchase background check in Texas, and he didn't go through a background check for the gun he used in Odessa. We must keep guns out of criminals' hands. So there are so many things in this tweet. Let's keep it up because I want to address it point by point. Not only did the Odessa gunman have a criminal history, he also previously failed a gun purchase background check in Texas. That is not true. In fact, he did have a criminal history, and the Washington Post reports that would not have prevented him from legally purchasing firearms in Texas. So just to reiterate what his crime was, he was arrested for evading arrest and criminal trespass in 2001 and received a form of probation after pleading guilty to both misdemeanor charges. Again, that would not have prevented him from purchasing a firearm in Texas. Secondly, he says he didn't go through a background check for the gun he used in Odessa. Yeah, that's the point. That's the point. That's the point that we've been trying to make, right? There should be a background check for everyone who is seeking to purchase a gun. Now, he got his hands on an AR-15 style weapon without having to go through a background check. So we need to figure out why that is. And the state of Texas is called a non-contact state, point of contact state, meaning that they do not require federal background checks. They do not communicate with federal authorities when it comes to background checks. So it's really easy to purchase a gun in Texas by skirting any of the federal background check laws.
These politicians are such slime.
Yeah, they are
slime.
And
Greg Abbott is among the worst of the worst. So he comes out and says, oh yeah, like as if he cares about background checks. Looks like he didn't go through a background check. Well, what have you been doing? You've been voting against them your whole life. You've been arguing against them your whole life.
Right.
And Texas has some of the loosest gun restrictions, and you just made them looser just on Sunday. And then the son of a bitch turns around and pretends, oh my God, I'm so outraged. It seems like he didn't go through a background check. That's because of you, Greg Abbott. That's because you took money from the NRA, you put it in your pocket, you put it in your campaign, and you thought, well, how can I kiss your ass, NRA? I don't care how many massacres there are. Sutherland Springs, Santa Fe High School, El Paso, Odessa, Midland, doesn't care. Greg Abbott's never cared. The only thing he cares about is the check that he cashes from the NRA.
And he ends that tweet with, we must keep guns out of criminals' hands. So what is your solution? What is the solution to keep guns out of criminals' hands? Now, the argument that you hear from these pro-gun right-wingers is, well, if you pass laws, the criminals aren't going to follow the law and they're going to get their hands on the guns anyway. But for the people who buy that incredibly dumb argument, couldn't you extend that to anything else? We shouldn't have any laws because there are naturally going to be some people who break the law anyway. So let's not have any laws. Let's have complete lawlessness. Let's allow people to drink and drive. Let's not have any laws on the books for that.
I got one better. I got one better, Anna. Why do you need rules on abortion? People get around them anyway.
Exactly.
Regulations never work. They never work. When it comes to guns, you say they never, ever, ever work. They're going to do it anyway. Why not on abortion? So which one is it? Do regulations and laws work or don't they work? Make up your goddamn mind. Okay, I'm going to give you more Greg Abbott. So he says in a quote here, I am heartbroken by the crying of the people in the state of Texas. Lie. I'm tired of the dying of the people of Texas. Lie. No, as long as he keeps cashing those NRA checks, thrilled, couldn't care less. He says the status quo in Texas is unacceptable and action is needed. What action? You're gonna put more guns in Texas, you dummy? Well, he's not a dummy, to be fair. He's a perfectly intelligent person who's just grotesquely corrupt. And as long as he keeps getting paid, couldn't care less about the massacres of his people in Texas.
So let's go to the next video. Here's Greg Abbott elaborating on his thoughts regarding gun laws.
What do you say to people who look at that and wonder if Texas is going the wrong direction to stopping more shootings?
Well, for example, one of the laws that went into effect, and some deal with issues like this, and that is laws that ensure that school marshals, more school marshals will be able to have guns to keep schools safer. So some of these laws were enacted for the purpose of making our community safer.
More guns. That's the solution. Let's flood the country. Let's flood the state with more guns. Let's put more armed individuals on school campuses. That's the solution that Greg Abbott has. Is it any surprise that someone who takes NRA money has the one and only solution of pumping more guns into the public? Come on.
Well, you know, people who take checks to sell their bodies are called prostitutes. I think we've got to come up with a new term, because selling your body, you know, you can make an argument. A lot of people do that in a lot of different ways, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Selling your soul, on the other hand, that's a different matter. I don't know what level of prostitute that makes you, but whatever level it is, that's definitely the level Greg Abbott and Donald Trump are in.
So I'm actually going to skip ahead and go to video B3, because I think it's important to show this. One of the victims in this shooting, and luckily this victim survived but has some serious injuries, was a 17-month-old baby. And the mother of that child wrote a letter, which Abbott is about to read in this next clip. Take a look.
Some of you know that one of the victims is a 17-month-old child. And moments before coming in here, I received a text from the mother. She said, quote, "Thank you all for praying. This is all of our worst nightmare. But thank God she's alive and relatively well." She goes on to say that toddlers are funny because they can get shot but still want to run around and play. She says that we are thanking God for that. Her mouth is pretty bad, but will heal and can be fixed. Thankfully, it doesn't seem like her jaw was hit, just lip, teeth, and tongue. She is having surgery tomorrow to remove the shrapnel from her chest and to fix her lip and mouth and to get a better look at her tongue. Well, I want her family to know that they can be assured of those prayers today, tomorrow, and every day.
How do you read a text like that and still push for more guns in your state? I just don't understand it, right? That line about babies can get shot and they still want to run around and play. I mean, just think about how innocent and helpless these kids are. And this is the environment that people like Greg Abbott and Donald Trump and other right wingers are exposing them to. They're being put in the most vulnerable position. Their lives are being risked every single day. Because of what? Because of the greed? Like, even after doing this job for as long as I've been doing it, I'm still baffled by how much greed supersedes human lives for a lot of these politicians. Like, it's more important, like the money, their political careers, it's way more important to them than the lives of even these little kids, 17-month-old.
Yeah. No, the politicians that take corporate and lobbyist money, they're the worst of us. The very worst people in society that go, hey, how can I hurt the American people? But as long as I gain power and prestige and money, those are the people who become scumbag politicians who say, 17-month-olds are shot, cops are shot. Don't care. There's a massacre every other week in Texas. Don't care. Where's my NRA check? That I care about. That I care deeply about. I want more guns all across Texas. And then Greg Abbott has the audacity to turn around and pretend he's gonna do something. Oh, the status quo cannot stand. You're the one who created the status quo. Greg Abbott is a sick, sick individual. So is Donald Trump. So is the entire National Republican Party, all bathing in NRA money and selling you out and creating these mass shootings over and over and over again and not doing a goddamn thing about it. That's who they are. And if any Democrat takes NRA money, it should be politically tarred and feathered and run out of town. And no one in their right mind should ever vote for a Democrat like that. So it doesn't matter what the party is. What matters is, unfortunately, politics has attracted the most soulless people in the country. They'll sell you out for a buck. And they have in Texas and all over the country. And they're never gonna change until you throw them all out and get uncorrupted actual representatives that don't take any of this goddamn PAC money, don't take the lobbyist money. Then you'll have an honest debate between conservatives and liberals and get honest policy. Until then, Politics will be filled with scum of the earth.
After we come back from the break, we have more on this shooting, including statements from lunatics like Tony Perkins. What are his thoughts on these mass shootings? Why are they happening? Well, of course, he wants to blame godlessness. We'll be back with that and more.
We need to talk about a relatively new show called the Republic, or UNFTR. As a Young Turks fan, you already know that the government, the media, and corporations are constantly peddling lies that serve the interests of the rich and powerful. But now there's a podcast dedicated to unraveling those lies, debunking the conventional wisdom. In each episode of the Republic, or UNFTR, the host delves into a different historical episode or topic that's generally misunderstood or purposely obfuscated by the so-called powers that be, featuring in-depth research, razor-sharp commentary, and just the right amount of vulgarity. The UNFTR podcast takes a sledgehammer to what you thought you knew about some of the nation's most sacred historical cows. But don't just take my word for it. The New York Times described UNFTR as consistently compelling and educational, aiming to challenge conventional wisdom and upend the historical narratives that were taught in school. For as the great philosopher Yoda once put it,
"You must unlearn what you have learned."
And that's true whether you're in Jedi training or you're uprooting and exposing all the propaganda and disinformation you've been fed over the course of your lifetime. So search for UNFDR in your podcast app today and get ready to get informed, angered, and entertained all at the same time.
All right, back on the Young Turks. Lots of comments here. Riftmaster, this is all the members section, guys. tyt.com/join to become a member. Says, it's good to take a break from the stress of news, but it's good to have you back. Thank you, appreciate it. KT Nicole 87 says, oh my God, if there were that many warning signs, why didn't the police do something weeks prior? You gotta realize something, they're not allowed to because of all the laws that the NRA got passed. Oh, you're highly unstable? Who cares? They can't take your guns. You're mentally ill? You can't take your guns. A lot of times, prior criminal record, like the one the shooting just happened. Not allowed to take your guns. Not allowed to take your guns. Not allowed to take your guns. Everybody's got to have guns, even the most disturbed, most prone to violence people in the country, because the NRA and the gun manufacturers have to make more money. So that's why they couldn't do anything. Here, you can find me a case right now. I can find you 100 cases right now all across the country where if I showed you the fact pattern, you'd be like, oh my God, take away their guns immediately. And the cops can't do it. Second Amendment, man. We're a well-regulated militia. No, you're not. You're an idiot. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to go to this one. Christy Philbin, 33, says, I live in Odessa, Texas. I have to say that after living here most of my life, it's not a shock at all. The people in this area are Trump fanatics, armed to the teeth and violent. Right after this happened, people grabbed their guns to go out and, quote, hunt for the shooter. No thought at all to the danger they would be for others in the area. Just surprised the crazy Trump armed people didn't actually shoot another innocent thinking they might be the guilty shooter. Yep. Now, if you think the insanity is over, now a lot of you in America might be surprised by this too, but if you don't live here, you're about to be shocked. Aqualad makes a good point. Lawn darts were banned in 1987 because a child died while playing with them. Let that sink in. Lawn darts. Lawn darts don't kill people, people kill people. Lawn darts are banned. A lot of times toy guns are banned, water guns are banned, but real guns are not banned.
Yep.
I mean, insanity. Absolute, utter insanity. When Trump talks about mental illness, he's talking about the whole country. That's what, this is your brain on the NRA. That's what it does to you.
Oh, all right, switching gears a little bit, I just wanted to let you guys know, there are so many different ways you can help support this show, and if it weren't for our members, if it weren't for the engagement by our viewers, we wouldn't be able to survive. One of the ways you can help support TYT is through YouTube membership. So if you watch our videos, oftentimes you'll see a little button that says join. If you click on that, you go through the process and become a YouTube member, you get perks. Some of those perks are within the YouTube chat. You get to use fun TYT host emojis in the chat as well. But more importantly, it does help to keep us independent. It helps to keep us speaking the truth and not having to worry about, our corporate sponsors or donors or anything like that. So again, if you'd like to support us, just check it out. You'll see the join button on our YouTube videos.
And guys, there's now different levels of membership. And so you can get all of the behind the scenes videos. You can get all of our shows as well by being a YouTube member, depending on the level that you're in. Check that out, please. And one more quick thing, guys. I want to tell you about a meetup I'm doing Monday in New York. So for normally we use tyt.com/rally for some of the bigger events we're doing outside of the debates, et cetera. And it's also true of Houston. So I'm going to be in Houston soon, and we're going to do a meetup there as well. You can sign up through that. But next Monday in New York City at 5:30, I'm going to meet folks at Bryant Park. It's right in the middle of the city on 42nd and 5th Avenue. I don't know how many folks are going to come. I don't know. You know, it'll be a little bit of a mess, but that could be a fun mess. So sign up at tyt.com/rally. We'll get you information if you sign up there. 5:30 p.m. Eastern Monday in New York, an impromptu TYT meetup. And oh, Jamal Bowman, one of the Justice Democrats, will also be there. It's going to be great. I hope to see you there.
All right, let's move on to the rest of the news. Following the shooting in Odessa, Texas, which claimed the lives of 7 individuals and injured dozens more, the right wing is, of course, twisting itself in knots in an effort to blame the shooting on anything other than laxed gun laws. Now, one of those individuals is a well-known right winger. He's not a politician, but he gets involved in politics quite a bit. Tony Perkins, he's the head of the Conservative Family Research Council. Take a look at what he has to say about why mass shootings are happening so often in America.
At some point, we have to realize that we have as a nation, we have a problem. And the problem is not the absence of laws, it's an absence of morality. Really the result of a decades-long march through the institutions of America, driving religion and God from the public square. Discussion of the absence of a moral core in our culture today. I mean, look, we've taught our kids that they are a chance, they come about by chance through primordial slime, and then we're surprised that they treat their fellow Americans like dirt. It's time we talk about the result of the left's systematic march through our institutions, driving religious expression from the public square. I think we have to go back to the point where we instill in these children, at least give them the opportunity to know that they're created in the image of God, therefore they have inherent value. And as the first president of the United States said, don't think that we can have morality without religion. We've driven religion from our public life, and we're shocked that we no longer have morality and we no longer value human life.
Yeah, I can't stomach religion anymore. I mean, look, I don't agree with it, obviously. And I think that the right-wing religious leaders in this country, and by the way, to be fair, all across the world, all the right-wing religious leaders in Islam, in Judaism, in Christianity, in Buddhism, it doesn't matter. They're all right-wing zealots. They all destroy any semblance of decency in their religions. And yeah, I understand this. First of all, the main point of this story is, of course, it's not about religion. Of course, it's about the guns. Of course, it's about the NRA. And I agree with him that it is a lack of morality. It's the lack of morality in Republican politicians who go, as long as the NRA gives me a check, you can kill anyone you like. I'll keep passing more pro-gun laws. Yeah, that's a deep-seated lack of morality. But what I can't stand anymore is these right-wing pricks moralizing to us when they're the most immoral people on the planet.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I think it's important to call out the very people who claim that this country lacks morality, when in reality, they're the ones who lack any type of human decency whatsoever. So let's talk about the Family Research Council and what it has advocated for throughout the years. Now, I remember something that they did back in 2010. We reported it on this show. So in 2010, the Family Research Council paid $25,000 to congressional lobbyists for what they described as Resolution 1064, Ugandan Resolution Pro-Homosexual Promotion, in a lobbying disclosure report. So what was that bill? Among other things, it would have imposed either the death penalty or life imprisonment for sexual relations between persons of the same sex. So this guy obviously doesn't care about human lives because he's making excuses for why people are getting killed here in the United States. He doesn't want to talk about gun control. He wants to talk about how it's just going to happen because we supposedly lack morality. But he doesn't care about human lives. He's advocating for people to get murdered in Uganda if they have a lifestyle he disagrees with.
This guy's evil.
Yes,
this guy, this prick's an evil bastard who's trying to get people killed across the world, okay? So now, then he says, oh, no. Since I believe some dude 2,000 years ago walked on water and some lady had a virginal birth and some dude was willing to murder his son on behalf of a sky god, I'm more moral than you. What? Because you believe in nonsense, mythology. Oh no, because I know that Athena came from the rib of Zeus, I am more moral than you. What are you talking about, you moron? No, because you don't believe in science, you think you're more moral than us? No, morality is about being decent to other human beings. And there's plenty of that in Christianity. There's plenty of that in Islam and all the other religions, but you ain't it. Okay, and all of you right-wing zealots who go around saying, if you don't believe in my mythology, then you are not at all moral. We remove morals from the schools by teaching them science. No, we put in facts and reason and logic, and we took away your moronic support of insane mythology, which you substituted for morality. Instead, you go around trying to kill gay people across the world. You have all these insane laws that make no sense.
They support Donald Trump. I mean, really, you're going to talk about morality?
Morality, morality.
Yeah.
Porn stars. He's sleeping with porn stars, Tony Perkins. I thought you hated that. Adulterous affairs, one marriage after another. Hey, Tony Perkins, have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever read the Bible? In the Bible, it says you can't get divorced. How come you're not going off on Trump? Because you're a hypocrite. The good parts of the Bible, they despise men like you. People who use religion for their own power and greed. You read the Sermon on the Mount, you read the good parts of the Bible, and they think you're the worst of the worst. You have a fate waiting for you if you believe in that mythology, as bad as you could possibly imagine, waiting for you in hell, Tony Perkins. Jesus, you know what he did first? He threw out the money changers. And Tony Perkins is like, where's my money? Gospel, oh, preaching the gospel about money, money, money. Greed is great. We should give everything to the rich and the NRA. Yeah, give money to the politicians. Tony Perkins, if there is a hell, you're definitely in it. Definitely.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we have other news, including Hurricane Dorian and the damage and destruction it's done to the Bahamas.
At TYT, we frequently talk about all the ways that big tech companies are taking control of our online lives, constantly monitoring us and storing and selling our data. But that doesn't mean we have to let them. It's possible to stay anonymous online and hide your data from the prying eyes of big tech. And one of the best ways is with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, making your active ID more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. And it's also easy to install. A single mouse click protects all your devices. But listen, guys, this is important. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired Magazine. So take back control of your life online and secure your data with a top VPN solution available, ExpressVPN. And if you go to expressvpn.com/TYT, you can get 3 extra months for free with this exclusive link just for TYT. Fans. That's ExpressVPN.com/TYT. Check it out today.
We hope you're enjoying this free clip from the Young Turks. If you want to get the whole show and more exclusive content while supporting independent media, become a member at TYT.com/join today. In the meantime, enjoy this free set. All right, back at Young Turks, member section as usual. Sheila Dane, love you guys. You've been a real education. I'm an avid Bernie and AOC and the Squad fan. The Repugs are so evil. Perkins has clearly never read the Constitution. They're such hypocrites. We shall not establish a religion. Not complicated and not nuanced. Very, very straightforward. John Campbell, morality does not come from a fictional big beard in the sky. It comes from basic human decency. Ordinary people are basically good. Demagogues who misuse faith for political power are not. Agreed, John. Cynthia says, Jenk and Anna, I'm from El Paso, Texas. And I must say that despite all the police presence in Walmart stores, I still don't feel safe anymore. This horrid person who came to my city and committed this evil has made us feel unsafe and wary of our surroundings. And now thanks to these NRA leeches, AKA politicians, and their new laws, it will feel more uncomfortable. Yes, my city and its citizens are strong. Yes, we have come together more than ever, but the wound is still there and it will be for a very long time before we feel safe again. But so that's El Paso, but Reality is it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
You have no idea where the next shooting is going to be. And the one after that, and the one after that, and none of our politicians will ever do a goddamn thing about it. So the massacres continue.
During the postgame show today, we are going to do our Ask Me Anything, where our members get to ask us questions, any question that they want, and we will answer them. So if you are a member, make sure to send in your questions through the chat. And you have to use the hashtag AMA so we can easily find it. Again, this is happening tonight. Cenk and I will be doing this, and it'll be great.
You could be a member through our website or through YouTube, and we'll take questions either way, okay?
Yep. All right, let's switch gears. Let's move away from shooting related news today and talk a little bit about other devastating news, Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian has already claimed the lives of five individuals in the Bahamas. It was a Category 5 storm as it was battering the Bahamas, and the death toll is expected to rise as we get more and more reports. It's really a devastating story to say the least, but what's even more devastating is the type of reaction that we're getting from someone who's supposed to represent us, Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump lashed out at ABC News reporter Jonathan Karl for fact-checking him. And what did he fact-check him on? Well, the statements that he's gonna make in this next clip. Take a look.
We don't know where it's going to hit, but we have an idea. Probably a little bit different than the original course. The original course was dead into Florida. Now it seems to be going up toward South Carolina, toward North Carolina. Georgia's gonna be hit. Alabama's gonna get a piece of it, it looks like.
And it may get a little piece of a great place. It's called Alabama, and Alabama could even be in for at least some very strong winds, and something more than that it could be. This just came up, unfortunately. It's the size of the storm that we're talking about. So for Alabama, just please be careful also.
So on multiple occasions, Trump has claimed that the storm is going to hit Alabama. He was fact-checked by the National Weather Service, which claimed that it will not hit Alabama, not even close. And ABC News also fact-checked him in this next report. Take a look.
He marveled at the size of the hurricane.
I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed, and I've seen some Category 4s. You don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term.
In fact, there have been several Category 5 hurricanes since he became president. He also misstated the storm's possible trajectory.
Alabama could even be in for at least some very strong winds, and something more than that it could be. So for Alabama, just please be careful also.
Not long after that, the National Weather Service corrected the president, saying Alabama will not see any impacts from Dorian. The president, who canceled a trip to Poland in order to monitor the storm, spent much of today at his golf club in Virginia, CNN capturing these images of him playing golf.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that he has been getting updates every hour all day long, presumably, David, including while he was playing golf.
So that ABC News report led to Trump having a meltdown on Twitter, as one can expect. I would argue that the part about him playing golf probably got under his skin. But here's what he said of Jonathan Karl on Twitter. He says, such a phony hurricane report by lightweight reporter Jonathan Karl of ABC World News. I suggested yesterday at FEMA that along with Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even Alabama could possibly come into play, which was true. I'm just gonna stop there. It's not true. He was fact-checked by the National Weather Service, which obviously knows more than Trump about where the hurricane is going, which states are gonna be impacted by it. I mean, you don't even have to go to the National Weather Service. Anyone in this country knows more than Donald Trump does. I don't understand why he feels the need to put Alabama residents in a panic when there's absolutely no evidence indicating that that storm is gonna hit that state.
He's a pathological liar. So the first lie is done for, I think, a couple of reasons. One is just carelessly, doesn't care, just verbal diarrhea nonstop, right? He might have accidentally put Oregon in there. It doesn't matter. But once he's lied, he's got to stick to it. So, you're a lightweight reporter, lightweight National Weather Service, lightweight everything. Your ratings are bad. It's going to hit Alabama. Loser, idiot.
Well, that's when you're insecure, okay. When you're insecure, you're not ever able to admit that you've made a mistake. That is honestly a trait that you see in a lot of insecure people. That's who Donald Trump is. He cannot ever admit when he's wrong. And he's wrong here, but he's going to double down.
He's wrong every day, 10 times a day. Okay, so then the second part of it, Alabama is a red state. So he said, the great people like the ones in Alabama. When we thought the hurricane was going to hit Puerto Rico, he said, oh, another one? When is it ever going to end? As if it's Puerto Rico's fault, right? So when it's Puerto Rico, goddamn Puerto Rico. Hey, Alabama, be careful. Oh, you my beloved, beloved white voters who are Republican. I love you, Alabama. You're not going to get hit. It doesn't matter. I alone can protect you. Okay, Puerto Rico is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Yeah, he's gonna
protect
you.
You, on the other hand, are nowhere near the water, but that's okay. I'm gonna make up things and then pretend that I saved you. How do you save him from a hurricane? All right, anyway.
Not only that, I mean, he can't protect anyone. In fact, he's taken money out of hurricane and extreme weather relief funds and diverted it to Border Patrol. I mean, he doesn't care about keeping anyone safe, period, including the people of Alabama.
Yeah, and so the golf, he criticized Obama 1,000 times over golf.
Oh, we have some examples.
Okay, go to that, and then wait till you see him, this moron on Category 5 hurricanes. And you, if you're a Trump supporter, you don't want to watch the rest of this video because you'll feel deep shame and guilt at how stupid you are.
I don't know if they're capable of that, but let's go to graphic 6, please. Because again, he was golfing while news and reports of the hurricane were breaking. And he had a lot of negative things to say about Obama and his golfing habit. Let's go to graphic 6. President Obama should have gone to Louisiana days ago instead of golfing. Too little, too late. That's a tweet from August of 2016.
Fast forward to Trump. He's golfing in the middle of the hurricane.
Yes.
Rick Scott, the governor, the former governor of Florida, now the senator from Florida, had to say, no, I'm sure that he was getting reports while golfing. Okay, be proud, be really proud.
Let's give you more. This is a tweet from May of 2016. While our wonderful president was out playing golf all day, the TSA is falling apart just like our government. Airport's a total disaster. I remember the airports becoming a complete and utter disaster when the government was shut down for 35 days under Trump's watch, but I'll move on. In December of 2011, he tweeted, I play golf to relax. My company is in great shape. Barack Obama plays golf to escape work while America goes down the drain. By the way, he had tweeted about Obama playing golf 27 times.
And now all he does is play golf. He broke Obama's record, shattered it. I'm not saying Obama had the record, Eisenhower might have, but by the way, I thought Obama played way too much golf. Like, I can't believe how little the presidents work. But then Trump's like, hold my beer, kind of literally, right?
Right.
Because all I'm gonna do is play golf. And look at that, I mean, that's perfect, to escape work. That's why he does it. Oh, my companies are in great shape. You bankrupted 6 companies, you loser. Maybe you should play a little less golf and then you wouldn't bankrupt as many companies. Anyway, Category 5, nobody's ever heard of it, right? Well, I've heard of it my whole life. If you've ever watched a weather report about hurricanes, you've heard about the different categories, including Category 5, right? Well, apparently there's one moron who's never heard of it. And get a load of the different times that he says this.
Yeah, so I actually want to go to 2 different videos. Let's start off with the first one. This is what he has to say about Category 5 hurricanes today.
We will work very hard to minimize whatever the effect of what's coming at us. We don't even know what's coming at us. All we know is it's possibly the biggest. I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed. And I've seen some Category 4s, you don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term, other than I know it's there.
So he might not have ever heard the term Category 5. That's already deeply, deeply embarrassing, but wait a minute, this is not the first hurricane on his watch. Let's see if he's ever heard of Category 5 hurricanes before.
They've never seen a category like this come in because it came in really at a 5.
It was a Category 5. I never even knew a Category 5 existed. Got hit as a 5, Category 5 storm, which just
literally never happened.
It actually touched down as a Category 5. People have never seen anything like that.
This has been a Category 5, which few people have ever even heard of.
A Category 5. Nobody's ever heard of a 5 hitting land.
Category 5 hurricane. Category 5. Never heard about Category 5s before.
Such a sad narcissist.
A lot of those video clips were from 2017.
Yeah. So first of all, if you never heard of a Category 5 in 2017, after having said you've never heard of one, which is already deeply embarrassing, anyway, it's about 1,000 times over. By now, you would think you would have heard of a Category 5 when you yourself talked about it. I don't know if, like, the people keep asking the question of, is he in mental decline or was he always painfully unintelligent? And my answer is clearly both.
Yeah.
This is what a very below average mind looks like while deteriorating. So, and the narcissism part comes in at, hey, my ignorant ass had never heard of a Category 5 storm. So I'll assume no one has ever heard of a Category 5 storm.
It's amazing. I mean, it makes me think back to when he was trying to fix healthcare in America and he said, who would have known that healthcare is so complicated?
No, he said very close. He said, no one knew healthcare was this complicated. Everyone knew, but you.
Daily embarrassment. Yeah. And this is not hyperbole. I mean this. Literally the dumbest person elected as president in the United States.
Oh, that's so easy. No, that's literally. Not even a question.
And,
I mean, he now makes Bush look smart, and Bush was a Category
really
4.
Dumb.
Okay, yeah. And Trump, I never heard of it before, but it's a Category 5 idiot. And so now I honestly believe this, in all my years of covering politics, now well over 2 decades, I have never seen a politician as dumb as Donald Trump, elected at any level. He makes Gohmert look like a PhD. Okay.
It's true.
So and if you look up to him, oh my God, that is so embarrassing and humiliating. And one day you'll pretend you never did, and one day you'll pretend that you didn't vote for him. But we know. We're in the middle of it now, and all of you idiot MAGA guys are like, oh no, Trump's really smart. He's so smart, he's such a good business MAGA. And here he is, embarrassing himself and you on a daily basis. Later when you find out, oh no, his very, very limited mind was already in very significant decline, you'll pretend you knew. I hated Latinos and Muslims. But I knew. Did I say that out loud? That's what'll happen to you.
Yeah, and look, there's the comical angle to it where you see his stupidity and you can't help but laugh how incredibly dumb he is. But at the same time, lives are lost as a result of his stupidity. I mean, this hurricane is no joke. And again, in the Bahamas, it has created complete and utter destruction.
You're looking at the Abaco Island, Great Abaco Island in Bahamas there.
Five people are already reported dead. An 8-year-old was reported drowned. And by the way, this is just the beginning. I mean, the death toll is definitely going to
way
go
higher.
Up. Yeah.
So it's sat as a Category 5 on top of the island for an incredibly long period of time. So and you know, the funny thing is, if Trump was right about how people hadn't heard of Category 5s, it actually wouldn't be something that he should be saying politically. Why? Because the storms are getting more intense. And why? Climate change. So if it was true that nobody had ever heard of a Category 5 before, and now all of a sudden we have Category 5s, that means you should leap into action and make sure that we're fighting against climate change. Climate change does not create more hurricanes. What it does is it makes the hurricanes far more intense because of the warm ocean water, which creates more precipitation and more wind and more sustained and sometimes even slower. So it becomes a Category 5 and then sits over land, wiping out everything on the ground. And it looks like a nuke hit it. And who's the leader of the most powerful country that, by the way, gets hit with hurricanes all the time? Who's in charge now? A total buffoon that has almost no mind left. And we're supposed to trust that everything's gonna be okay. His own weather
service,
thank you, National Weather Service, turns around and says, no, don't believe the president. The president is an idiot. Whatever you do, do not listen to the president. Alabama, you're going to be fine. Florida, you are not. You need to take action right now. But turn off Twitter, turn off the TV, don't listen to the president, because the president has lost his goddamn mind.
We got to take a break. But not only is Trump embarrassing us domestically, he's embarrassing us internationally. And he's also sharing classified information via social media.
So tell everybody, share the stream right now, wherever you're watching. And tell everybody to tune in, because we're all going to chant all across the country, lock him up, okay, when we return.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.